see me. I believe in life really. I've been trying to find me, but I've been doing so blindly. I tried to make things last. I pour honesty in my glass, but I get plenty to add. I found love and I'm grateful, but all my friends are unfaithful. I'm thinking, why do we try? Is there a version we don't like? Man, I'm conflicted. I don't talk, I just listen. Oh my God, I'm so different. I'm just wishing. I bet, preacher man, I bet. Teach me peace and happiness. Not every time success, yeah. I bet. Preacher man, I bet. Teach me peace and happiness. Not every time success, yeah. Just friends, you know they sleep. And sometimes life's that deep. So teach me about temptation. If I see fine girl, make a dictum. I bet. Preacher man, I bet. Teach me peace and happiness. Not every time success, yeah. I bet. Preacher man, I bet. Teach me peace and happiness. Not every time success.
Searching for the best examples of propaganda that I could find to explore how it's used to manipulate the mind. Now, I believe that propaganda is basically a war of voices that controls our mind and dictates our choices. The weapons of this war are the power of words. They're made up of stories, made with nouns and with verbs. Now, the consequences are really quite chilling, because behind every bomb and every mass killing are the voices that cause us to create hell. We've got voices in our head that do that as well. They do what they can to attack us, you see, because they know we don't often think rationally. But how come? I mean, with all the information that we have at our disposal, how are some still convinced of any crazy proposal? Well, this is how it works. The media put out the lies, social media comes along, and we polarize. We find ourselves stuck still to our positions, like we're the convicts of our own convictions.